Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Is there any sort of anything leading up to this that you could see in the past?
Well, he's, you know, he's always had different little issues, but no more than I've noticed in the past. But I've always had a close relationship and good communication with him. But late last week, he started to talk more about it. Was obviously in need of help, and in the end, he realised that he needed to get some professional help.
Tough to be a first grade player when you've got that going.
Of course it is, and it explains a little bit of, you know, maybe what we see in Darius. We all try to work out what's actually going on with him. It's tough for anybody, and it's a much more sensitive issue in our society than it has been, and there's a lot more respect shown for people that have it, and I think that's a wonderful thing. Obviously an illness that most of us want to avoid in our life if we can.
Wayne, you're close to him anyway.
Yeah.
Do you see signs of this building to this?
Yes and no. There's, you know, it's like everything, whether you've got an alcohol problem or a drug problem, you've got to make the first admission yourself. And I think he's been fighting that for the last few months, bringing himself to that conclusion. So, well, there are absolutely certain signs, no, but had there been some signs, yes.
Yeah. You made reference to illness and depression, but you said self-admission. Has there been a clinical diagnosis?
He's been working with counsellors for quite a period of time, yeah, and I think that's the conclusion they've come to.
Mm-hmm. I read today about an incident at a hotel room. Can you clear up what actually happened?
Yeah, I spoke to him this morning about that. The club had no knowledge of that. And he was there, it was his birthday last week, he had the week off, he was there with some friends from Brisbane, and there was an incident. Whether he was involved with it or not, that's not the issue right now. The hotel has made no complaint whatsoever, it's been repaired, all fixed up, and we spoke to the management this morning there, and he's quite satisfied with the process that's taken place, and there'll be no complaint, and it's been resolved.
When did you find out that Darius had
himself in? When he booked himself into the... Yeah. Well, he's been talking to me about it for 3 days. Okay. Late last week, and then, you know, got more serious about it. Some phone calls were made yesterday about where we could take him, where we could put him in, that type of stuff, and it was all kind of finalised last night that he could be there this morning, and so he was on his way.
So had he told you about the hotel incident?
Oh, sorry, the whole... No. I had no knowledge of that at all.
How's he holding up?
Oh, yeah, he's you know, good. You know, he's not good, obviously, but he's good. That he's communicating well, which is, you know, part of his issue. Sometimes he won't communicate things out, but he's been really good with me the last week or so. So I think he's pretty good. I think he's happy. I think he's happy in the sense that he's recognised he needs a bit of help, and he's called out for it, and he's getting help. So I think there's a lot of ease with him in his mind about that.
Do you know the process, Wayne?
No, I don't. I haven't asked. I don't know how long he'll be there. He doesn't know that. So it's just wait and see now, and see where it all goes and how long it takes.
Playing before the end of the season, you've got no idea?
No idea at all. It's not our priority. It wasn't when we started the talk late last week. And, you know, to be honest with you again, football, he's had a great love affair with football, and maybe many times in his life football's been the thing that's held him together, you know, but right now football's not the thing that's held him together. It's his health, and he realises that, and football is secondary to everything else.
Obviously, the team has quite a strong bond. Is that something that can help him through this?
Yeah, look, he's got a wonderful group of friends here. He is highly regarded within the playing group, regardless of what you see on the outside and the image that he might project. Within the playing group, he's got a lot of friends here and really good friends. And I mean, his best friend is Alex McKinnon. There's no doubt about that. So, but, you know, everybody's here for him, and he knows that, so he's got plenty of support. And
has that probably taken a toll on him, being so close with Alex?
Well, I have no doubt it has. Yeah, it's been part of the issue, and so it's a whole issue, but it's been a part thereof, yeah.
Did you presume the hotel incident or the publicity around it was the breaking point for you?
No. I got to say that there was no publicity until last night. You know, it happened last week, and And I'm quite confident that had nothing to do with that incident at all. Yeah.
When did you feel within yourself, Wayne, that you may have had a problem, a mental problem?
Oh, well, I'm not a counsellor and I'm not qualified enough, but you just see little things that happen and you just kind of question yourself. But, look, I've been with him since he's 19, so I've seen him through lots of different moods and periods, and we've all seemed to come through those, so I probably wasn't thinking he was going to rehab, but that's where he is now.
So you'd never spoken to him apart from the last few days about it?
Not about mental illness, no. No, about other choices that he made at different stages of his life and things that had happened, but never about mental illness, no.
I think he's been described as a total introvert. I mean, have you seen that sort of personality in other players that you've coached and had to deal with it in the past?
Probably not as deep as him. No.
His teammates and yourself say when you get to know Darius, he's a terrific fella. Can you shed a bit of light on this person?
Well, he is a terrific bloke and he does care, but he is introverted and he's never going to be the life of the party, but he likes to go to a party, you know. So that's what introverts do, and they sit in corners and they watch you have fun. But, you know, he's caring, he does all the... He's always giving of himself here at the players and friendships and all that, so, yeah, that's the Darius. The public one is one that, you know he's... struggle with that. It's just not something he's comfortable with, and it's just he's probably made it into a bigger issue than what it really is. But anyway, hopefully through this process it might bring him to another point where he can handle things a little bit better going forward.
Wayne, is he comfortable that this is now very much a public matter?
He is. I obviously talked to him about that, Craig, you know, because I realised being here today was going to put it out there for everybody, but he's very comfortable with that. He's not trying to hide anything. So I said, well, we'll do it this way.
Could that be the best thing, Wayne, you think, the fact that he has got it out there now?
Well, yeah, of course it is. There's no lies. There's no deceit. You know, we all know about it. He can get on with his life, and he will do that. I'm quite confident about that. He can recover from this and be recognised for the wonderful player that he is. And let's all understand him a little bit better that, you know, he's had a few demons.
He always seems to attract new criticism. Fans and the media,
No, I'm not asking anyone to do what they don't want to do, mate. Everybody's got their own calls, but it may explain some of his behaviour. That's what's happening here and the process that he's going through now. And you know, it's easy to sit in condemnation on people, and we've got a great habit of that. But as I said, we've all got to make our own choices how we handle situations and people and what we say about someone else. So I can't tell someone what to say and what not to say.
Wayne, is he conscious there's been other high-profile rugby league players, even in the last 5 years, who've gone through similar things and have come out the other side?
Yeah, I think, well, sure, and they've been in the AFL and all the cages, and across our society, politicians, you know, this is not just defined to one particular group of men, so, or women. So he would recognise, I don't think he never spoke to me about that, but he realises that there have been people. And again, you know, that's the difference between this era and the other eras. We thought it was a weakness when we showed these characteristics, that we had a problem. And you've been one of those, Craig. You know, so it's not a weakness, as you know. And I admire his strength for wanting to be public about it as well. It'd be easy to go underground. We're all telling stories the other day. He's injured and making up something, but he didn't want that. So I'm really pleased about that for him.
Can you tell us who played fullback?
Sione will play fullback. Thank God he's 18. It took us a while to get him there, but he's there now.
Big opportunity for a kid in a big
game. Yeah, it is. It is, and he'll grab it. He's a wonderful player and wonderful young man, so I'm looking forward to seeing him play. I'm pleased that I'm the coach here that's given him the opportunity, because he's got a long career here and he'll be one of the club's great players.
Is this club's great players?
One of this club's, yeah, and the games. Yeah.